The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, welcome. Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida. Let me further my comments to our caller before the break. He implied, I think somewhat sarcastically, I'm not sure, that when I go on the air, I think I have all of the answers to America's problems. Oh, my goodness, nothing could be further from the truth. And if you listen to my program at all, something I constantly say is, folks, listen, number one, I'm not an expert on anything. So don't trust me as your expert. That's number one. And I mean it. I'm not being facetious. I'm not an expert on anything. Number two, I constantly say, don't believe what I say. Check it out for yourself. Now, I do my best to tell you the truth. I do my best to deal with facts and truth. And if I get something wrong, I am more than happy to go on the air and admit it, retract it, apologize, and occasionally I have to do that. So, no, I do not have all the answers. I have some, and I know where to find the answers. I can find the answers in God's word. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the problem is. I can find the answer in God's word. But that's where the answers are. I don't have the answers. Do I believe that liberalism is destroying America and the left, and they're not quite the same, although, you know, you used to be able to find a distinct difference between the left and liberals. They are gradually coming together, joining together, and it's becoming more and more difficult because liberals continually shift farther and farther to the left. And so it's very difficult to tell the difference between a liberal and a leftist today. Now, what is a liberal? Well, here, first of all, I would say do not trust the definition you'll find on the internet. If you do a Google search, what is a liberal? It will tell you a liberal is someone who is concerned about equality, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom to differ with one another, someone who is concerned about liberty and democracy. That was probably the liberals 60 years ago. The liberals are concerned about freedom of speech? Are you kidding me? With the cancel culture coming out of the liberal left today? So anyway, just ignore the definition. So all I can give you is my definition. Is it the textbook definition of a liberal? I have no idea. But let me give you my opinion, okay? The major difference between a conservative and a liberal boils down to authority. All right? Now, let me deal with the theological world first, because that's near and dear to my heart. The difference between conservatives and liberals comes down to authority. Theologically, that's the Bible. A conservative, a true conservative, theologically believes that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the final authority. You used to see bumper stickers. I haven't seen one for quite a while. The Bible said it, I believe it, and that makes it so. No. Whether I agree with it has nothing to do with it. If the Bible says it, that settles it. It's true. So the ultimate authority for the conservative is the Word of God. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, the Word of God is the final authority. The liberal, however, says, well, you know, the Bible was written a long time ago, and it was written by men. Now, many of them were good men, but they were men. And society and culture has changed dramatically in the last 2,000 years since the New Testament was finished, and 4,000 or 5,000 years since some of the portions of the Old Testament were finished. And because culture and mankind and civilization has changed so much, the people who wrote the Bible 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, could not possibly understand what's going on today. And so, therefore, we must reinterpret the Bible for every new generation. That's why I think it was the United Church of Christ a couple of years ago adopted a slogan, God still speaks. Now, what they meant by that was the Bible is not the final authority. God is still changing. He's still speaking. And what he said about family and marriage and sexuality 2,000 years ago, well, he may have changed his mind today. And mankind has changed. Civilization has changed. And so we're constantly updating the Bible. And it contains words of inspiration, but it certainly is not infallible. That's the liberal interpretation of the Bible. It's not infallible. Parts of it were inspired, but not all of it. A lot of it is inspiring. Okay, so that's the theological, the conservative and the liberal. Politically, the authority here in America is the Constitution. A conservative says, our founding fathers were given wisdom by God. Now, the Constitution does not in any way, shape, or form carry the authority of the Bible. No, not even close. But God did have his hand in the founding of our country, and the Constitution is probably the most incredible political document ever produced, possibly in human history. And a conservative believes the Constitution is just as applicable today as it was in 1776 or 1789 or at any other time. And so we need to find the original intent of the Constitution, interpret that, and we gauge our laws and our understanding by the Constitution. The liberal believes in the living Constitution or the evolving Constitution. And they would say a bunch of white dudes from Europe had no idea what was going to be happening in 2021. There was no possible way they could understand the changes in culture and environment. So therefore, the Constitution must be rewritten and reevaluated and reinterpreted for every subsequent generation. So in other words, what the founding fathers wrote and meant doesn't really matter. What does the Constitution mean to us? What do we want it to say? Or what is the best way to interpret the Constitution for the times today? And so the Constitution is constantly changing and adapting. So in other words, it has no real authority, because 10 years from now, it may mean something completely different than it does today. So the liberal rejects original intent of our founding fathers and the authority of the Constitution. That's why the Constitution doesn't mean a whole lot to them. It really doesn't. Now, that's the major difference between liberals and conservatives. It comes back to authority. Then, as I say constantly, the liberal left does not care about facts or truth. They care about emotions, feelings. Feelings are much more important than truth. A conservative, of course, has feelings, but they're much more concerned with facts and truth. And that makes a huge difference. The liberal left believes that their ideology is so important for society and culture that they are willing to reject, ignore, and even change the truth to accomplish their goals. That's why President Biden could stand in front of TV cameras and an audience today and say that the election laws being promoted in several states today are just like Jim Crow. Well, there's no truth to that at all. If you know anything about Jim Crow, you have to be offended by that. But you see, the liberal left is more than willing to bend the truth, even change the truth, to accomplish their goals. All right, I got to take a break. In fact, I'm over. I hope that makes sense. And by the way, the Republicans are not the ultimate answer either. Okay? The Republicans got a whole host of their own problems, just not nearly as many as the Democrats. But may I say again, our ultimate hope is not in any politician or political party, but in our God.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just give you a little bit of follow-up on the previous conversation. I continually say, and again, it's not original with me, whatever the liberal left touches, they kill, they destroy. It is not debatable whatsoever that the mainline Protestant denominations in America are controlled by the liberal left, theologically first, and probably left politically as well, but we know theologically. All right? That is truth. That is a fact. No reasonable person could disagree with that. All right? They have been leaning left, more liberal, for 60 years. I would challenge anybody to show me one of those mainline Protestant denominations that have shown any sense of life in the last 30 years. Any growth, any real life, anything other than continual decline. I challenge you. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Tell me one mainline Protestant denomination that has had one shred of growth in 30 years. In fact, give me one year as an exception where there was any kind of growth or life. You can't find it. That's what happens when the liberal left takes control. The farther they have gone away from biblical authority and biblical truth, the more decline they have seen, the more death they have experienced. And learn a lesson, all right? When it comes to the radical left, it is never enough to appease them. Never enough. So just quit trying to please them. Quit trying to appease them. Stand for truth. Take a stand for truth and face the consequences. The United Methodist Church, the one mainline Protestant denomination that I have been holding out hope for until the last 2 years. I no longer have any hope for the United Methodist. They're gone. They have gone the way of the PCUSA, the ELCA. And by the way, when I talk about the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Methodists, and so forth, in all of those groups, there are solid Bible believers in those groups. There are solid Bible-believing denominations. I'm talking about the mainline groups, the Presbyterian Church USA, the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the United Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church of America, and so on. But the United Methodists, for several years, tried desperately to appease the radicals, the leftists. They tried to make peace and to appease them. Now, these radical groups all embrace the LGBTQ agenda, all of them. So different subgroups within the United Methodist Church rose up. Reconciling Ministries Network, the Methodist Federation for Social Action, the Love Your Neighbor Coalition that was formed back in, I think it was back in like 2017. The United Methodist Church allowed these groups to flourish within the denomination, hoping that they wouldn't leave. And then comes along a group called Love Prevails. Probably the most radical of all the LGBTQ groups in the United Methodist Church. And once again, the leadership of the United Methodist Church tried to appease. Well, we'll compromise. You believe what you want to believe, we'll believe what we want to believe, and we'll just all try to get along. Well, as you know, the United Methodist Church has slipped farther and farther to the left. The true conservative Bible believers are splitting off. As they should. But guess what? This radical group called Love Prevails has now informed the United Methodist Church they're leaving too, because the United Methodists weren't liberal enough. They didn't go far enough to the left. And so this desperate desire of the leadership, the United Methodist Church, to keep these people in and to appease them, it didn't work. And they're leaving. When it comes to the radical left, it's never enough. So stop trying to appease them and lovingly but courageously stand for truth. Stand for truth, folks. Do it with love, compassion, Jesus-like love. But stand for truth. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.